World Sport from the BBC with me, Colin Maitland. The top stories: England rule day one of the fourth Ashes test in Melbourne. After a delay for drizzle, play gets underway in Durban in the second test between South Africa and India, and Manchester United hope to have a less than freezing day at Old Trafford. England's cricketers are firmly in control of the fourth Ashes test against Australia in Melbourne. They closed the opening day on 157 without loss in the first innings after bowling out Australia for just 98. Alistair Cook is unbeaten on 80. Captain Andrew Strauss is 64 not out. The BBC's Jonathan Agnew sums up the day.
It was literally a perfect day for England. To bowl Australia out for their lowest total against England anywhere in Australia for 74 years, and then take the lead with 10 wickets and 16 overs left on the first day, would have left many of the England supporters at the MCG rubbing their eyes in disbelief. The sun shone during England's reply, and the ball didn't move nearly as much as it had done in the morning. But England's bowlers had probed a much more challenging line and length, and found the edge 10 times. Tremlett and Anderson stood out with 4 wickets each, but Breslin also bowled well, as Clark topped score with 20. Ponting made 10 before Swan took a beautiful slip catch. For Australia, surely the game is up, and their supporters know it. They left early in their droves.
There was a late start to proceedings in Durban, where early morning drizzle delayed the beginning of the second test between South Africa and India. Play eventually got underway, and India was 74 for 2 at lunch. Let's join Ken Borland in Durban to find out how things are going.
Well, since lunch, we've seen another wicket fall with Lonwabo Sotsobi getting the big wicket, that of Sachin Tendulkar, caught a second slip for 13, really driving at a delivery that he didn't have played at, caught by Jacques Callis at second slip. Rahul Dravid is still there. He's on 18, not out. And Vanji Pudapu Laxman has joined him. He's yet to get off the mark. The men out this morning, it started with Virender Sehwag, who was caught by Callis at second slip off Dale Steyn for 25. And Murali Vijay was caught behind by Mark Boucher, also off Steyn, for 19. Dale Steyn really head and shoulders above the rest of the South African bowlers in the morning session, getting fantastic late away movement, while the rest really struggled to hit their best lines and lengths. India set 80 now for 3.
In Auckland, pace bowler Tim Southey took 5 wickets, including a hat-trick, as New Zealand comprehensively beat Pakistan by 5 wickets in their opening 2020 cricket match. It was only the third hat-trick in the history of 2020 internationals. Pakistan's 143 for 9 was passed by New Zealand with 17 balls to spare, giving the Black Caps a much-needed victory after a string of 11 one-day defeats. The football now, and the icy weather that's gripped England for the last fortnight has taken its toll on Sunday's Premier League programme. Blackpool versus Liverpool and Everton against Birmingham have already been called off, and who knows, others may follow. Looking ahead to the matches still on, here's Nigel Adderley.
Despite the general consensus of opinion that Sir Alex Ferguson's team have rarely reached top form so far this season, they've only dropped 2 points at home and face a Sunderland side who haven't won at Old Trafford since May 1968. And the record of their manager Steve Bruce against the team he used to captain isn't too good either.
I don't think we've won in 42 years. Certainly I've never won there in 16 attempts, or how many attempts it is, but it is Man U. They're undefeated in the season, which is quite incredible because everybody says they're not really playing that well. I do believe over the last 2 weeks, though, my friends tell me that they're playing very well. So it's going to be very difficult.
United's neighbours City blew their chance to take the leadership at home to Everton, and with the Carlos Tevez affair seemingly sorted out, will be keen to extend their impressive away record at Newcastle, who'll be hoping to build on their win over Liverpool in Alan Pardew's debut as manager. Two of the 3 goal scorers that day, Joey Barton and Andy Carroll, have been the subject of transfer speculation recently, but Pardew thinks business won't be brisk at St James's Park in January.
We don't want to do any business. I mean, part of my first sort of week so here is to been trying to analyse what's the situation with the players that we have and to try and secure their positions before we start looking elsewhere. So that's been my main focus rather than looking at other players that could raise the level here.
Tottenham will hope to close the gap on the top 4 away to Aston Villa in the tea time kickoff, as will Bolton at home to West Brom. There'll be little cheer at the bottom of the table. 2 occupants of the relegation zone, Wolves and Wigan, meet at Molineux, while bottom club West Ham travel to play Fulham, who themselves are only outside the bottom 3 on goal difference. While Blackburn will hope to settle the disquiet amongst some of their supporters with their first victory since the sacking of Sam Allardyce at home to Stoke. The one game on Monday is a big one, Arsenal versus Chelsea. The Gunners have suffered three defeats at home already, only West Ham have lost more. And manager Arsene Wenger knows they have to find consistency.
3 years ago, we lost the small games and we didn't lose a big game. And we didn't win the championship, so we have to combine both sides of it. We are in a strong position now in December, and we know that our home form against the big teams will be the decider for the championship.
One win in seven is Chelsea's dismal league record following their blistering start to the season. And Carlo Ancelotti doesn't appreciate the busy schedule either.
We don't have a possibility to recover because we have just 2 days to recover in compared to Bolton. That unfortunately, Bolton will play 26 and we will have to play 27. I think that there is not a good thing to have 1 day less to recover. I'm not happy.
All matches are, of course, weather permitting.
Indeed. Now to NBA basketball, Miami Heat won the much-anticipated showdown against the LA Lakers by 96 points to 80. LeBron James scored 27 points and Dwayne Wade added 18 despite struggling with a sore knee. He was particularly pleased they were able to restrict the Lakers' star Kobe Bryant to just 17 points. Bryant admits it's been one of the most frustrating weeks in his career.
I don't like losing. I mean, I don't care what anybody thinks. I just don't like losing, period. Losing is losing. I'll be embarrassed, you know, be upset if we lost by one or, you know, lost by 20. We know what we're capable of doing. That's the problem. You know, because we've been there before. We know what we have to do. And it's kind of like, okay, we'll do it. I mean, they're a good defensive team. You know, we had good defensive possessions ourselves. You know, they made us shoot the ball from the perimeter. We had some good looks. Didn't make them. You know, but defensively, we... Everything that we worked on, we came on and did the exact opposite.
In boxing, Vladimir and Vitaly Klitschko have issued a joint statement saying they're ready to fight Britain's WBA World Heavyweight Champion David Haye next year. Vladimir holds the IBF belt and Vitaly is the WBC champion. They're offering Haye a choice of which brother he'd like to fight first. Sprinter Christophe Lemaitre has been named French Sportsman of the Year by L'Equipe newspaper. The 20-year-old made the headlines on July the 9th in Valence when he became the first white athlete to break the 10-second barrier with a time of 9.98. He followed that up by winning 3 golds in the European Athletics Championships in Barcelona. Now, before we go, a reminder that there's full coverage of all today's Premier League football with Russell Fuller on Sports World from 16 hours GMT, including commentary in the first hour of Manchester United against Sunderland.
We'll see whether Manchester United can stay top of the Premier League if you join me, Russell Fuller, for Sports World this Sunday from 16 hours GMT. As well as United's game against Sunderland, we've Manchester City at Newcastle. If City win and United lose, the two sides will swap positions. We'll look ahead to Arsenal against Chelsea, which takes place on Monday. There's Test cricket, and we'll be reflecting on the biggest NBA game of the season so far, the LA Lakers against Miami Heat.
Now, before we go, our top story. England took control of the fourth Ashes test by dismissing Australia for 98, a record low for the hosts in Melbourne, and building a lead of 59 runs without loss at the close of the first day's play. Alistair Cook is unbeaten on 80. Captain Andrew Strauss is 64 not out. And in Premier League football, two matches are off today. Everton against Birmingham and Blackpool against Liverpool. Both those matches will be postponed. The ice has taken its toll. And so is the clock. Stay with us if you can for further updates throughout the day. But for now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC in London.